I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and Merry Christmas to all. Well, tonight's show is going to be jam-packed with information, that's for sure, and it'll be higher density information, mostly coming from Arcturians, and we'll be getting into freeing your 3D mind for ascension, as well as how to receive these uplifting energies that are now coming to Earth since the December 21st solstice. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. Kind of sets the tone and the frequency for the rest of the program. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari
Hari Hari Om,
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari 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 Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari. Oh.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers. That was a clip from back in the 1970s. And the Shanti, Shanti, Shanti at the end means peace. And interestingly enough, one of Swami Satchidananda's famous lines is that you always need to keep your peace, because if you lose your peace, you're of no service to yourself or to others. I'd like to now give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. And certainly want to invite the audience to email me with any questions you may have concerning information you hear on ET Yoga, as well as I appreciate hearing about suggestions for program content. And nothing that makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing concepts, ideas, and techniques that you pick up on this program. I might also add that the most common email message I get is from longtime listeners of ET Yoga, who for one reason or another have never emailed. So I certainly at this holiday time much appreciate hearing from you. And whenever you do email me, there's no strings attached. Similarly, with the archives to this program, you can go to BBS Radio ET Yoga, and on that page, you can scroll down and find archives of previous shows, which usually show up on the Tuesday or Wednesday after the Saturday broadcast. And or you can go to my website at etyoga.com. And you can access it by hitting the radio archive button on the main page there. And again, no strings attached, a free service. And you can email me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream media, mainstream medical, big pharma, and technology to the best of your ability, given your particular circumstance. I'd like to now just jump right into Arcturian information. And if you're not familiar with Arcturians, Arcturians typically are described as being higher dimensional than both Pleiadian and Andromedan and Sirian. And I first got acquainted with Arcturian energy from crop circles. And back in 2007, there was a product out called HemiSync Gaia Geometry. And these were basically crop circles that were made to look as in color and also in motion. And you could use them as a meditation tool. And I used to spend lunch hours back in those days doing the crop circle meditations from HemiSync Gaia Sacred Geometry. And in my understanding, the crop circles actually, they derive from ascended masters from inner earth and primarily Arcturian. So Arcturians have had a big impact on helping earth and the whole ascension process. Now, with respect to their information, freeing your 3D mind for ascension, they state that meditation techniques allow your consciousness to soar to new heights and ecstasy, a pure being that will allow you to train your mind to be aware while still relaxing. Meditation is the practice to unlearn and cannot be taught through knowledge. meditation can only be taught through unlearning. It all comes through neutrality and peace, allowing all conditions to be released and arriving at zero, clearing the mind of clutter, adventuring into the unknown, and by learning, you accomplish a great deal of knowledge. Both knowledge and the mind are required for survival in your world. On the other hand, the intellect can be viewed as a tool, a servant. Remember that you are the master, and as a result of your acquired knowledge, you are forgetting who you are when you lose your mortal personality. Meditation allows the master to enter. It completely awakens you to the notion that your mind serves you. You are now free to do whatever you want to do with it, and if you do not want to do anything with it, you can remain in silence. However, the difficulty with most individuals is that they are not masters right now. This is due to their extensive 3D knowledge, and as a result, it is now time for you to unlearn everything you have learned. The more you have learned, then the tougher your endeavor will be, the more difficult it will be for you. Unlearning is something a true spiritual master will teach you. Meditation is the act of clearing your mind of everything that you have learned so far. The mind acts as a stumbling block, an obstacle in a river, preventing it from flowing freely, as do the obstacles of boulders and rocks. The river yearns to flow freely to the oceans and free itself from its captivity, and the boulders are what hinder its free flow. Those boulders are a result of your imagination and is a massive boulder because of the hoarding that you have been adding to with your thoughts for a long time. Meditation is the process of breaking the boulder, the obstacles which will eventually disappear. The result is adopting a spiritual practice of meditation to your everyday way of life. When the obstacles disappear, the river will start a new way of flowing to the ocean. That is the purpose of meditation. When you meditate, you relinquish control. You focus bringing the mind to silence and do not focus on any particular thought or image. You detach from your thoughts and consider them as distinct entities and observe them. However, do not participate in them or pass any judgment on them. Do not participate with the noise in your thoughts or your mind will wander. Then all of a sudden your mind will wander off into a space of silence and absolute happiness. Each time you bring your mind into this state of being, you are bringing your mind to a level of complete awareness and relaxed at the same time. This will allow your consciousness to soar to new heights and experiences of pure ecstasy. What keeps you in the third density matrix are the third density ideas of self, the ego, and the attachments to beliefs that accompany the 3D matrix, ideas most of which are only valid on Earth that form the 3D matrix and are imposed by the dark forces. In other words, most of your ideas are based on lies and deceit that with trickery the intellect, ego, holds as truth. However, imprisons you into fear and limitation. That's why it's important to unlearn what you have learned and allow your mind freedom from such limitation. Allow your mind the infinite choice of light of everything. By letting go of everything your ego mind has attached itself to while attempting to define its separation from all that is, source. The stronger the ego, the stronger the intellectual mind, the greater the challenge to let go of attachment and go to unlearn what you think is your truth by what you think you have learned in this lifetime and others while masquerading as a human on 3D Earth. Freeing your minds of all 3D attachments is the only way to access higher frequencies. In other words, what holds you into 3D frequency are your 3D ideas. Therefore, when you unattach yourself to these 3D ideas, you unlock your own door to your own self-imposed prison cell, freeing your mind to experience the limitless wonders of the universe. As you become more experienced with your meditation practice, you will be able to relax more and more. Your life will become more effortless. You will become more aware of the beauty that surrounds you and become more aware of the blessings that you must overcome. And master meditation is your number one ally on your journey of ascension into the fifth density. The The fifth density is closing in on you. This is where space has no time and time has no space, and all that exists is one. Ascension is the acquirement of higher awareness by being a self-aware creator. And with self-confidence, you can grow more powerful and aware of the consciousness of your true self. It is a state of consciousness that you know you have full control of your reality, that everything is under your control. People on Earth may wonder from time to time what their lives are all about, and not everyone can comprehend what it will be like to live in a new heaven upon Earth. They may find the talk of love unpleasant and have become aligned with the fury on Earth's third density way of existence, the greed, poverty, disease, hierarchy, and control. These attitudes have been implanted in them for millennia on Earth. Souls come and go with great degree of hatred, as do other souls throughout time and other times on Earth. It is almost ingrained into their being. This way of life was brought about by the darkness of other souls on Earth who feed on such feelings of suffering and fear. Ascension is the transformation and merging of the consciousness. Fifth density is an integrated field of matter, mineral, plant kingdoms, animal kingdoms, physicality, spirituality, and the astral densities, all into one unified field of energy consciousness, a consciousness of spirit, an integrated model of consciousness, a final frontier of human consciousness leading to the destruction of all false forms that do not carry light. The trigger that allows us to transcend dualism and ascend into oneness is a shift in consciousness inside us and around us. Ascension is the start of a process of deeper awareness and enlightenment. Everything is influenced by your thoughts and level of consciousness. The higher your ability is to manage your life, the degree of your consciousness reflects the quality of your life experience, both good and unpleasant, and your learning from them. Fifth density is a consciousness of heightened senses and awareness. All thoughts create. The creator, Gaia, and higher conscious energy is available now. This is the process of ascension that is unfolding in front of you now on Earth. It is now the time to transition from the old Earth to the new heaven on Earth. Gaia, a living, breathing being who is supporting you and assisting you to transcend any last vestiges of the old Earth energy matrix. Gaia loves and cares for you and wants you to change with her. She has ordered the evil ones to leave Earth. She is fully engaged in moving from the control of these dark entities into the brilliance of light in the fifth density. She is regaining harmony and balance from the dark energies that have interfered with her natural energy systems. Gaia has been patiently waiting for humanity to evolve, and now is the time for all souls to unite with her. Many humans have come forward to help her. Whether patterns will change and moderate from the current patterns that you are experiencing that will assist you in the transformation. It is happening right now. There are other forces from the higher densities that are also assisting. Poverty, illness, and suffering will be removed from the planet, and the lower vibration will find it difficult to remain and maintain these higher vibrations. Many of you have experienced symptoms in your bodies that have never been seen on Earth with these new frequencies. In other words, your bodies are catching up with your raised spiritual awareness and frequency. Ask your bodies what it requires to assist you in moving through these frequencies. Your bodies are changing from carbon to crystalline bodies, so you must expect these changes, no matter how challenging they may be. Many of you are weary and have strange symptoms while adjusting to these new frequencies. Your body and spirit are linked with Gaia, so link with them. Listen to what they have to say. Your body cells are constantly recreating themselves and know what they require. Your body may require more sleep, sunlight, or activity. Learn to live in harmony with your body and learn to appreciate it and adore it despite its shortcomings. There is always a lesson to be learned in every alignment. People find it difficult to understand that there is a lesson for the soul in every experience, no matter how difficult it is to understand or accept. The more you learn to understand your body, the more at ease you will be with it. Due to malevolent power, many technologies and advancements have been kept hidden from you. Many of humanity's diseases are a result of various dominating agendas. The malevolent energies are well aware that many ailments could have been treated centuries ago, and indeed many illnesses have been invented by them so that they could profit from their so-called illnesses. The funds from any charity organizations that many souls have gifted from a caring and loving motive have been misappropriated by those dark energies, ending up in their hands, profiting from these nefarious activities, trapping many humans into a fear matrix. As a heavenly being, you have been kept in the dark of your power and universal sovereign rights. Every human being on earth has an immune system that will keep the body in full health and balance. Throughout the past decades, dark forces have blanketed the earth with various contaminants and created illnesses and diseases to contaminate you in order to gain vast sums of money from their treatments. Many people are fearful of another event to occur, as in the previous year, that will kill another large number of people. However, there are a certain number that die every year, and this has not changed. In order to keep the population under control, the evil power have installed fear with their so-called ailments. Others of you that have awakened are annoyed by the so-called sleeping ones around you. Do not judge them or get frustrated with them. Their time of awakening will come. There is a wave of awakening spirit in your world, and once awakened, they do not slumber again. The frequencies will be broadcast, and all souls have awakened, and all darkness has disappeared. When people have learned about the horrific truths that are beginning to emerge, you will be badly needed to assist in their awakening. Now, all you need to do is to try not to assist others to agree with you. They will gradually learn to imitate you and like you. They must learn for themselves. The earth's vibrations are such that many more souls are awakening for their own purpose, and all the evil and wicked spirits have been summoned to leave the planet. This has already been decided and is taking place right away. There is no need to be afraid of the changes. Pay attention to the changes occurring around you. Gaia is rising and you are as well. Look forward to what you want and start creating the new earth right now. There will be no more worries about illness, poverty, suffering, or lack of love. You will get all that you require. Approach Gaia and ask how you can help and to provide you with whatever you need to survive through these changes. You are strong and powerful and have the ability to create the new earth in collaboration with others who share your vision. Make the decision to break free of the fear matrix that the dark forces have tried to implant into you. Believe in the creator that is part of you and know that you live in a plentiful world. Nothing or no one will ever be able to harm you. You will receive whatever you desire. There is considerable debate regarding the days of darkness and gloom. However, you are the creator with Gaia, and you will be able to receive the forces of things such as free energy and new technologies that will clear the pollution of Earth. Those in need can always turn to the creator, Gaia, and the higher beings. The time has come to connect with Gaia. Recognize that you can assist her in ushering in a new Earth. Rejoice the time has come for the new Earth. As you make your way from darkness to light, we send our unconditional love and blessings along the way. We are ready to open up even more to humanity, and what we ask for in return is that you all open up to us. We are ready to take this partnership further, and we will do so by getting more involved. We get more involved with the human collective by acting more as your spirit guides and less like a booming voice that is coming from the heavens. What that means is that we are interested in guiding you all personally, standing on your right or left shoulder and whispering in your ear. Interesting positive information, which in this section continues with, we are interested in becoming the impulse, the intuitive hit, the inspired idea within you, nudging you ever so gently in a direction that we know serves you. We are moving beyond the downloads, the activations, and the attunements, as we are ready to take this relationship to the next level. We invite you to feel for our presence around you as you receive this message right now, because if you are receiving it with your feeling senses rather than your mind, you can tune yourselves to our presence. We are everywhere and nowhere because we are pure consciousness. We are not up there somewhere in the sky. We come from the Arcturian star system. However, we are not limited to that realm, and the ninth density is not a place. It is a vibration. It is a field. We want to meet you in a field where we can coexist. We do not meet you at night. We do meet you at night when you are asleep and your consciousness leaves and travels in the astral plane, and some of you are aware of these interactions. However, we are interested in the waking consciousness of each and every human who will have us, because we want to experience this journey with you, alongside you. We want so very much to help you in your time of need, and as much as you are on the right track and things are improving there on Earth, you are still facing enormous challenges in your lives, and as a collective consciousness, we are ready to be more proactive in this shift with you. We are ready to create an even stronger human Arcturian alliance, and all we need in order to be effective is for you to let us in. We need for you to open up and feel for us, and then we can work together more consciously and deliberately to create this fifth density human experience that you have been hearing so much about. We're in the process of selecting the precise energies to be delivered throughout the month of November there on your world by us and by colleagues that have been working with us. We know that you will need quite a bit of support at this time. As the energies continue to intensify and as you continually are bombarded with energies from various parts of the galaxy. Therefore, we know that whatever energies we provide you with will be supportive. They will be grounding, stabilizing, and they will allow you in processing everything that you are releasing at this time. As you take on more, you also have to release more. And as you are releasing more of what no longer serves you, what is heavy, what is traumatic, and all the energies that you release make room for even more of these higher frequency energies that are coming in quite naturally. Because of where you are in your ascension and where you are as a solar system moving through the galaxy, what you can expect from the more universal cosmic energies in November is to be inspired, to get enormous downloads about what you should do next. You'll be getting ideas for all sorts of things, and you'll be encouraged with those inspired ideas to move in a particular direction. Your guides and your higher selves, of course, will be orchestrating the delivery of these energies, these ideas, these impulses, and everything else that is coming to you, because they know what you need and when you need it. They are very good at determining these things, and we continue to monitor how you are doing, how you are handling the transition into fifth density frequency beings. We have many meetings and conversations about how you are doing and what the best approach is to helping all of you. We just want you to know that you do not need to do it all yourselves. That is not necessary and that is not productive. It does not help you to get there any more quickly to take on more than your fair share, and it also makes it more difficult for you to enjoy the ride. Therefore, take more weight off your shoulders and give more responsibility to your guides and your helpers, your galactic team, and your star family. They are all there waiting to assist in whatever ways they can without interfering. Allow November to be a month of letting go and letting help in. Give yourselves plenty of time to rest, relax, and open up to receive, because there is much more coming in December. Therefore, we just want you to be physically, mentally, and energetically prepared. We will do our part. And then they go into what they call from Tiamat's destruction to December solstice into fifth density. The universe works with frequencies and vibrations of harmonics. Space, as you call it, is not just a vacuum. This is a 3D perception. However, from a more expanded point of view, space is far more than an empty vacuum, part of this universe. The concept that space is water is not new. It is found in the Bible. However, the concept that space is water at very high vibratory frequency may be new. Water changes as everything changes when you raise the frequency. However, it is still water, and you may not see it or perceive it if you're not matching that frequency. You are still affected by what is not in your existential frequency because everything is connected and is part of the whole frequency fabric of everything that is the creator. Gravity is nothing more than waves in the medium of water at high frequency. All energy propagates through water because everything is ultimately water. There is a universal measurement system of frequency that is used by most of the more scientifically advanced races, and this measurement is based on the time of hydrogen oscillation at absolute zero in interstellar space. It is also true that there is no way to measure time as a constant unit in a formula, as it is a variable. Therefore, the oscillation of hydrogen of what interstellar races use as a base measurement that they have agreed amongst themselves, a homologation of units for cooperation and to be able to have reference with when they communicate. One unit equivalent to one vibrational cycle of the hydrogen molecule, which is the simplest molecule that there is, that is one nucleus with one electron in interstellar space at a temperature which is close to minus 273.15 Celsius that 3D science calls absolute zero, measured as in the Kelvin range of measurements, and at this temperature it is the last measurable point where oscillation is still perceived in the hydrogen molecule before freezing. And absolute zero as a temperature represents the point where all molecular activity has stopped. Water is a medium that determines where the matter will form. Ether is nothing more than water in a very high state of vibratory frequency, while in a state of high density, and is quantum or scalar. That is to say that the same sample of ether, wherever you take it from, is present with all its parts and its corresponding information. In other words, there is no time or distance in the ether, and every location that you enter the ether is effectively superimposed in the same one location as it corresponds to the frequency density from which it is observed. And normal water, as you perceive it to be in 3D, is still only ether at low density. What we are saying here is that water and the conscious frequency of the prime creator, where ether is the movement of conscious thought in an infinite ocean of frequency potential that is called gravity. Observing water as just hydrogen and oxygen, H2O, is a simplistic example of how humans and their science break down something of incredible importance into something seemingly worthless, simple things. Water is the closest thing to a universal medium with which everything is dissolved and transmuted, a universal dilutant. If we look at it from its quantum or scalar aspects, then it is the universal dilutant of everything in its ether form. Water is the medium that everything is created from, including DNA and RNA of biology. It is ether that passes all information as a medium of potential energy from a harmonic of coherent frequency that emanates from an intention of a consciousness. In other words, the simple fact of being and thinking. The prime creator's thought, in other words, an idea. Gravity is therefore waves of consciousness in an ocean of potential energy, and water is the medium of this consciousness that we call ether. Millions upon millions of tons of water from the destruction of Tiamat reached Earth and disrupted the whole energetic dynamics of Earth 12,500 years ago, including the reversal of the Earth's magnetic fields. It created total chaos, mass extinction event that caused the destruction of Atlantis and Lemuria that changed the appearance of the entire surface of the Earth, and Earth would never be the same again. Earth underwent massive changes, causing a polar shift, causing changes in the magnetic field and gravitational dynamics over the entire planet. This caused mountains to shift and continents to move with massive volcanic activity and rocks the size of mountains flying through the air. This also caused the modification of the shape of Earth's continents from that time to allow to how you now know them today. And all this occurred in recent times, 12,500 years ago, and not millions of years ago, as most Earth experts say. The shift was not gradual. It was dramatic and sudden, causing extinction of planetary levels, accompanied with a 6-mile-high wall of water washing around the entire planet. This catastrophe did not only affect Earth and the surface of Mars, also changed from being mainly covered by forests and from being a planet full of life to a desert climate mess. Venus received even more water than Earth, sinking its vast, beautiful continents beneath the waters, becoming a water planet and having only sparse islands that were once high mountains. Mercury also suffered deformation caused by the energetic shift in the entire solar system due to having been thrown closer to the sun, thus causing total devastation to its surface with its annihilation and total extinction of all life, becoming a lifeless rock roasting in solar radiation, as viewed today from a 3D perspective. The outer solar system also suffered greatly as the planets, all of them, moved farther away from the sun, causing extinction on the surface of Mars. Saturn was closer to Earth back then, easily visible, as was Jupiter by the naked eye. Never before had a war destroyed an entire solar system, as did the Tiamat War, and on Earth, almost all have forgotten all of this. However, even in the face of total annihilation and destruction, people managed to survive. However, the trauma was great and was embedded into the collective memory and was buried deep into the collective unconscious minds of humanity, causing a very strong form of post-traumatic stress syndrome in all humans as a collective, in the species that later was to become today's human race. This event and the repressed trauma explains the cause of the fragmentation of the human mind and the birth of the ego-conscious and subconscious fragmented consciousness. The death of the self and the birth of the human ego that remains unhealed through to this day. As for the incoming energies today, you are receiving energies right now that are transformative in nature. They are meant to give you a vibrational upgrade, and if you are open to them, they will. Those who are not open to them will receive the side effects and not understand why they are experiencing those ascension symptoms. That is why we give you this message in advance of the exact moment of your solstice on the 21st of December, 2021. You can prepare. You can also anticipate the changes that will come as a result of these transformative energies coming into your fields, your chakras, your bodies, your cells, and every aspect of you. These transformational energy infusions have been steadily sent onto planet Earth in preparation for the solstice download, preparing the body's energetic matrix that could not previously hold such an intense infusion of high-frequency energy, which was initiated in the equinox download in September. You can now rest and relax more, make sure you are grounded, present, and hydrated. You can even take moments out of your busy day to focus on opening up like a flower to these energy downloads. This is what you are there to do. You are there to transform, and those of us in the higher realms are here to assist you. We will help and we will continue to help, but we also know that our assistance is better received when you are expecting it and when you are aware of what the current energies are all about. These energies are all about ascension. They are all about your growth, your expansion, and your evolution of consciousness, because all of those things are tied into your vibration, and you live on a world where there are many things happening all day, every day, that can lower your vibration. there has to be a counter to that. There has to be something that balances what you see on the news and even on social media that is depressing. When you focus on the fact that you're getting help and that the help is coming from your ability to receive, then you can do something to put yourselves in that receptive state. Many people realize that the equinoxes and solstices are special events on your world. However, some are still awakening to that truth. So we do like to inform you of the energies that are coming, that are already upon you, and that many of you are already opening up to right now as you receive this message. Once you receive the energies and you feel your vibration getting the upgrade that it needs, that you need, then you can seek to help others. In fact, you will be helping others just by being there and being the conduits of these energies that you are. By receiving them, you anchor them into the physical, and you cannot help but spread them around. If you feel yourself in a state of tension or anxiety, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and tell yourself that you can open to these transformative energies of the forthcoming December solstice. Remember that you are capable of doing so, regardless of the situation you are in there on Earth at this time. Also remember that once you get the vibrational upgrade, then you get to spread your higher vibration around, which is transformative for others. Therefore, the others who cannot or will not open up to receive the solstice energies will still benefit from them, because you all will have transformed and you will be speaking, thinking, and acting accordingly. You are there to lead the way, to show others how it's done, to be the pioneers, the ones who go beyond where humanity is right now. You realize that it is possible to move forward from where you are, and you have the tools and the knowledge to do so. Now that you know what the solstice energies are all about, you can sit comfortably and quietly and just focus on receiving them. You can and will, because you have received this prompting and because your higher selves want you to. You are very, very ready for these upgrades, so it is every part of you. You do not earn these upgrades. Rather, they are a natural consequence of you being there on Earth during a period of transformation. You can make the transformation easier on yourselves, and now you know how. You are there to become your higher selves, your fifth density selves, and you are there to experience it in the flesh, in a physical body, and we are here to help. As we witness you interacting with your fellow humans, we see that they respond to your energy much more than they respond to your beliefs. You have much more of an effect on people than you realize, whether you say anything or not. You are walking transmitters of a higher frequency vibration. You take downloads that you receive from us and beings like us, and you share them with others. Those downloads can then rest in one of your fellow humans' energy fields until that person is ready for it. You just have to be yourselves. This is the primary mission that you have that goes beyond all other missions. If you are yourselves, you will be the perfect ones to help your fellow humans to awaken and ascend. And you just have to be honest and authentic, and people will want to know what your secret is. We are in the process of becoming our oversouls, just as you are in the process of becoming your higher selves. And we want you to realize how blessed you are to be making this transition, as difficult and as challenging as the shift has been. Therefore, it is most beneficial to all of you to see yourselves as everything in your world, as this galaxy and as this universe of ours, and to let yourselves be in the flow. This is the best possible experience you can have, and even your ego recognizes this as truth. Becoming who you really are is more about letting go than it is about climbing a ladder. And if this message is resonating with you, then you have already let go of that notion, and you have let go of much more than that has been holding you back in your becoming. You must adapt to the world you are living in for several reasons. First of all, it is your creation, and you did create this set of circumstances for a reason. The way of the world as it is today is not something that has been imposed upon you by outside forces. You created it. So So if you resist your own creation, then you do not get the intended benefit from it. Just stay in resistance, and those who are in resistance continue to look for someone or some entity or some group to resist, and will keep finding new entities, new people, new beings to resist. This is a choice, always. It is a choice to be one who goes with the flow, or one who resists and builds upon their sense of self in their resistance. We also see those who choose to adapt and go with the flow, holding compassion in their hearts for those who are suffering, for there is no doubt that there is suffering on your world today. Now, those of you who have chosen to adapt and go with the flow can also choose to have compassion for those who are in resistance. Obviously, the world that you are living in today and the rules and regulations that have been imposed upon you are triggering something that is very deep and very painful in those who resist. You may ask, what does this all add up to? December solstice energy upgrade will kickstart a mass awakening, and with this mass awakening will bring to the surface of the individual conscious and the human collective unconscious the deeply repressed fears from previous trauma that fractured the human consciousness as a result of the Tiamat experience and the massive repressed fearful experiences both on an individual and collective level. You created this pandemic. You created it for a reason, and that reason is always spiritual growth and evolution. Are you going to grow from it by looking at yourself and your reactions to it, or will you continue to identify as one who resists? That is the question. What we are saying to you is that before you point a finger and shake a fist, look at yourself and your reaction. Be with the emotions that you feel. Face your feelings, process them, and then look at the situation from a calm, balanced, and neutral stance. Again, if you're triggered now, you will continue to be triggered because there is still someone and something to fight against, and there always will be. However, if you use this time that you are living in now to examine yourself and what is in your consciousness that created more restrictions and more limitations, then you can grow, evolve, and become more of who you really are. Who you really are is everything and everyone, which we cannot say enough at this time. Therefore, if you are pushing against anything, you are pushing against something that is inside of you, and that is what you really need to look at, instead of thinking that if you could just possibly dismantle and disintegrate this opposing outside force, then everything would be better on your world. All creation is an inside job, and when you find that what you have created is not to your liking, then simply change it. Therefore, these downloads, including the solstice energies that we will be delivering to you, will bring you into more of a state of vibrational harmony with that particular aspect of your higher selves. You'll be able to access fifth density thoughts, ideas, concepts, and of course, beliefs, and this will allow you to let go of the limitations of the third density physical mind that has been a tool of the ego and that ultimately needs to be let go of in order for you to let in that which is of the higher mind. To fully benefit from these energetic downloads is by meditating more, or at least meditate the same amount of time, but with an expectation that as you clear your third density mind of all thought, you will also be allowing in higher frequency thought. You will be allowing in concepts, ideas, and beliefs from your higher minds, and this will assist you in moving forward in your lives with more confidence. This is another monumental leap forward for humanity, for the starseeds and the light workers who hold consistently these higher frequency vibratory vibrations. Your job, so to speak, is to hold the frequency of love, compassion, and empathy while the masses awaken. Without the stability of high frequency love, compassion, and empathy, your world will continue on the present course until the attachment to these low frequency events are transcended. We remind you to hydrate, meditate, and ground yourself into your physical bodies, the entirety of your consciousness. We want as many of you as possible to receive all that is intended with the upcoming downloads of these beautiful energies we have been preparing for you. And that's the complete message from the Arcturians. And I might say that just as a general rule, I try to spend a bit of time each morning effortlessly intending to integrate and receive the new uplifting energies that are coming to Earth. And I think this is definitely an important process in the Ascension endeavor. I also highly recommend you check out Steve Noble. It's N-O-B-E-L, and his meditations, which I find are excellent in preparations with respect to clearing your energetic field of old beliefs, even nanoparticles. I think he even has one on, I haven't found yet, but I'm hunting for on entity extraction. Beautiful meditations that relate to helping you to prepare for the ascension process. I'd like to take this time to give my sincere wishes towards your full attainment of full consciousness, perfect health and abundance, and also success in the ascension process. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Vichara, which is V-I-C-H-A-R-A, which was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. I picked it up from Baba Ram Das. And it's basically the technique where you focus your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or a few times or whatever feels appropriate to you. Main idea here is to get to the highest place you know how to get to, possibly after pranayams, meditation, whatever, and become that spot in the center of your forehead. And then you state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.